Greetings, my peeps, and welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy, GD. In this episode, I'll be doing my WNBA season preview, guys. The season's about to get underway, so we'll go through all the teams. I'll tell you order of finish, my prediction at least. We'll talk about the awards as far as the postseason awards go. We'll talk about that also. Some of the hot games that are on the schedule. And then also after that, I wanted to touch on a couple of NBA things. Draymond is at it again, guys, so I'm going to cover that. Also, Michael Jordan back on TV, guys. We'll talk about that also. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy GD back with the All Things Basketball with GD podcast. And, guys, we are in the midst of NBA playoffs. It's really heating up, guys. So a lot to talk about in that regard. But I'll, of course, have an episode separate talking about those things. But this episode here, I want to hit the WNBA, guys. The season's about to begin. And I am excited for what's ahead for the 2025 season. So a lot to cover. We'll go through each of the teams. I'll give you my projected starters. We'll talk about a whole bunch of things. So, and then we'll talk about the postseason awards, my predictions in that regard, and then order of finish, how I feel the order of finish will be. So with all that said, let's get into it, guys. So here's how we're going to do this. I'm just going to go through it alphabetical as far as the teams go. And then afterwards, I'll give you order of finish. I'll give you the hot games. And then I'll give you my predictions as far as award season goes. So that's how we'll do it, guys. But that said, let's get into it. The Atlanta Dream. Now, they are coached by Carl Shmesko, and he's a first-year coach, guys, and they made some moves, guys. They made some big moves. The key additions that the Atlanta Dream had, and I talked about this when I talked about free agency, bringing in a Brittany Griner from the Phoenix Mercury. And then you brought in Breonna Jones. So you brought in two bigs, which you kind of really needed. So you brought in players with at least playoff pedigree, and then Brittany Griner's case, championship pedigree. So that's a big get for them. As far as your rookies go, right now, looks like the only one that's sticking is Tahina Pau-Pau, who I actually got a chance to watch their preseason game. And I tell you what, guys, Tahina Pau-Pau, she looked like they got a good one in her. It looks like she's going to run the point guard position. She's lightning quick, guys. And she has that dog in her, to be honest. So I think she's going to be a nice addition to this Dream squad. Your starting lineup, at least projected, will be Brittany Griner, of course, Breonna Jones. Breonna Jones, by the way, coming out of Connecticut. Ryan Howard, who I'm looking for her to have that big season. Could this be the one where she has a big season? We'll see. Alicia Gray, of course. You know her. She's their long-distance shooter and all the things. And coming out of South Carolina, you know what she can bring. And then Jordan Canada, who's actually out for a couple of weeks, guys. So Jordan Canada is going to be out. In the interim, you're going to have your cast of characters filling in. But I think Tahina Pau-Pau showed me something the other day when they faced Indiana, which was a tough matchup for them. And then your reserves will be Nina Coffey. They still have Haley Jones there. Shatori Walker Kimbrough as well. So you have some seasoned veterans there. They did bring in Cheyenne Sellers, who was cut from the Golden State Valkyrie, the rookie, but she was unable to stick on the roster. So there you go. But Atlanta Dream, I'm expecting some interesting things happening down there in Atlanta for them. So we'll see what happens with them. Moving on to the Chicago Sky, who they have themselves a new coach, Tyler Marsh coming in. He's a former assistant to Becky Hammon over there with the Las Vegas Aces. He's a developmental guy, so he's the guy who, you know, will mold these young players and try and get the best out of them, which he was able to manage over there with the Aces. Their key additions, I think the big one was bringing back Courtney Vandersloot via free agency. I thought that was a huge get for them. And then they made the trade for Ariel Atkins coming from Washington. They made where they actually traded their number 3 pick in the draft to get her. So I thought that was a big get for them. Also via trade, they got Rebecca Allen. She's a kind of a 3-and-D player, if you will. And then Kia Nurse, a veteran presence, who got her via free agency. Your rookies, it looks like Haley Van Lith. She's definitely one to keep an eye on, especially as Vandersloot's heir apparent, if you will. So Haley Van Lith will play a major role here. And then Maddie Westbelt, right now, the way things are shaping out, she could squeeze onto the roster. We'll see. There's still cuts to be made, so we'll see what happens there. Your projected starters, of course, your backcourt will be Slooty as well as Atkins. And then up front, you'll have Angel Reese, of course, who Tyler Marsh is trying some different things with her, trying to get her to be a point forward. I don't know how that's going to shake out, but we'll see. Her strength is her rebounding, of course, whether it be on the offensive glass or on the defensive glass. So we'll see how this point forward thing works out for her. Angel Reese is a very fine passer. Remember, she started out as a guard, so she still has those passing skills. Definitely need the face-up game, that's for sure. She needs to add that to her arsenal. So there's that. But I think there's room for improvement easily for Angel. And then Camila Cardozo, she comes in, she's healthy, guys. So that's a big plus for them. I love what I've been seeing as far as Vandersloot feeding Cardozo on the inside. I love what I've been seeing so far. And I look for Cardozo to make giant leaps in this season here, now that you have a professional point guard there. And then Michaela Anoware, a former Rookie of the Year. I think, guys, she's someone I'm keeping an eye on, because what she's able to bring to this starting lineup, she has the long range distance, she has the midi, so I'm excited to see how she plays under Marsh. And then on your bench, you have the veteran, of course, Elizabeth Williams, who can fill in either the 4 or the 5. Rebecca Allen, who I mentioned, and then Rachel Banham as well. And then, of course, Haley Van Lith. So Chicago, I think they vastly improved from last year. They needed playmaking desperately. They didn't have it. So now you bring in a Vandersloot, a championship style point guard, Ariel Atkins, a championship shooting guard. So big improvements there. So we'll see what happens with the Chicago Sky. Let us move on. The Connecticut Sun, coached by Rasheed Mezanine, And guys, they added Tina Charles. So Tina Charles was initially drafted by the Connecticut Sun. She makes a return back to Connecticut. Mind you, she played her collegiate career at UConn. So everything's coming full circle for Charles, who, oh, by the way, is the second leading scorer in WNBA history. So there's that. Diamond DeShields, you also have in the fold there. You got her via free agency. Via trade, you got Lindsey Allen from Chicago Sky, and then J.C. Sheldon from the Dallas Wings, who I actually caught one of their games during the preseason. And I tell you what, J.C. Sheldon, she's looking very well for that team. So I'll talk a little more about her later on. Your rookies, you drafted Anissa Morrow coming out of LSU. She's a undersized forward who can rebound with the best of them. And then Saniya Rivers, kind of a do-it-all guard who can play many positions. We'll see where she ends up in this regard for the Connecticut Sun. Your starting lineup, it'll be Charles in there, along with Marina Marbury. She's still in the fold, guys. Olivia Nelson Adoda, she'll be the starting center, guys. She'll get a full opportunity this go-round, because remember, she had to play behind the likes of a Breonna Jones, behind the likes of a Alyssa Thomas, so Nelson Adoto's getting her full chance this season. I expect big things from her. Anissa Morrow will probably be the other forward position. And then J.C. Sheldon, who, again, from what I saw of her, she looks pretty good. So we'll see what happens there. And then on their bench, they have Lindsey Allen there, Diamond DeShields, and Saniya Rivers. So there you go. So that's the Connecticut Sun story. Let us move on. The Dallas Wings, coached by Coach Shanice. And this roster, guys, totally redone, guys, from last season. You brought in Dejanay Carrington via trade, coming from Connecticut Sun, along with Taisha Harris. She also joins her in Dallas. Aisha Hines-Allen, who played for the Minnesota Lynx last season, signed as a free agent. And then also via trade, you got Melissa Smith coming from Indiana. So Melissa Smith getting a fresh start in Dallas. Your rookies, of course, the number one pick, Paige Beckers. She'll be on the squad there. Isaiah James. So far, we don't know yet if she's been cut or not. It looks like she's okay. They just cut Madison Scott, unfortunately. So it's possible she can make the roster. We'll see. Their starting lineup will be Carrington, Arika Ogunbowale there. So you have them. Also Paige Beckers, obviously. Melissa Smith will start at the four, and then Tierra McCowan at the five position. Off your bench will be Taisha Harris, Maisha Hines Allen, and Maddie Segrist. Maddie Segrist, I think, will be one of the first players coming off your bench there. Maddie Segrist, again, she had the fine start the last season and then had the finger injury that kept her out for a bit. But now she'll be one of the first players coming off their bench. I expect good things from Maddie. So that is the Dallas story, guys. Let us move on. This Golden State Valkyrie, Of course, this is their inaugural season. The key additions for them, they were able to bring in a couple of free agents. Tiffany Hayes, she comes over, as well as Monique Billings. So you have some veteran presence there. And then they were able to pick up off of waivers Letitia Amahir from the Atlanta Dream, who didn't really get an opportunity over there. But I tell you what, guys, I saw the other night she came off the bench to drop 20. So Amahir's getting a fresh start here with this expansion franchise. And I think she has pretty much kind of wedged her way onto this roster. And good for her. Your rookies, Josette, Josite. We'll see in that regard. I'm not sure if she's over from Europe as of yet. And then also Caitlin Chen. So far, she's made an impression, guys. She's made an impression on this roster. She could stick, guys. So we'll see what happens there. Your starting lineup will be Hayes. It'll be Billings. Also, Timi Fabinle coming from Indiana in that expansion draft. She'll get a full opportunity, guys, to be the starting five for them. Kayla Thornton, of course, coming from the Liberty. She'll be a player in that front court. And then Veronica Burton as well. Coming off your bench will be Amahir, provided she doesn't wedge her way into the starting lineup. We'll see. Julie Van Loo, their point guard coming off the bench. Kate Martin, who's had some injury concerns early, but they're probably just being on the cautious side. You'll see Kate Martin as the season commences. And then Carla Leite, who I got a glimpse of, and she looks pretty good so far. So the Valkyrie, yeah, they got a little nice squad starting out. So we'll see. They'll be a tough team. They won't be a total pushover, not with the likes of Natalie Nasaki, who was also a assistant coach for the Las Vegas Aces. So I'll be interested to see that squad there. Let us move on. The Indiana Fever, everybody's darling as far as coming into the season goes. All the big moves they made in free agency, bringing in a Dewana Barner from Connecticut, Natasha Cloud coming over from Dallas, Sydney Colson, of course, longtime vet over there with the Las Vegas Aces. Rihanna Turner, you bring in as well. Sophie Cunningham, you get by a trade. So, the Fever loaded up, guys. Very much loaded up. Their rookies, Michaela Timpson, looks like she made the roster, so congrats to her. Your starting lineup over there will be, of course, your big three, Caitlin Clark, Aaliyah Boston, and Kelsey Mitchell. Of course, Caitlin Clark's looking pretty very good in the preseason, guys. She did have some leg concerns that new coach over there, Stephanie White, is being pretty, you know, on the safe side with Caitlin. But I see a big season from Caitlin over there for Indiana. And then, as I said, Aaliyah Boston there, of course, you're big in the middle. Caitlin's partner in the backcourt, Kelsey Mitchell. And then Dewana Barner and Natasha Howard will round out the starting five. Coming off the bench will be Sydney Paulson, Sophie Cunningham, also Lexi Hall there. Of course, that's Caitlin's bestie. She'll be coming off the bench. And then Brianna Turner as well, guys. So those will be your main cogs coming off the bench for Indiana. So that's the Indiana story. Las Vegas Aces, guys. Now, this is a team a couple of years removed from their championship. They've made some key adds here, getting Jewel Lloyd by a trade from Seattle. Also, they bring in free agent like Cheyenne Parker-Titus coming from the Atlanta Dream. And then also, you get via trade Dana Evans from the Chicago Sky. And then you also have a free agent vet like Tiffany Mitchell coming in. Your rookies, Aaliyah Nye, looks like she's going to end up sticking on this roster. I thought Deja Kelly had a chance, guys, but they did end up cutting her, unfortunately. Guys, if I'm a team like the Valkyrie, why not scoop up a talented player like Deja Kelly, who had a fantastic game in preseason for the Las Vegas Aces? I thought that would have made her stick to the roster. That didn't happen, so there's that. But there's a team out there that'll sign her. If not now, maybe if an injury comes in, unfortunately, to someone, she'll be added to a roster that way. But I don't see her on as far as out of the league for long. I think somebody will scoop her up. So there's that. And then remember, two guys, Megan Gufferson, their forward there. She's going to be out with a leg injury indefinitely. So there's that. But your starting lineup, Jewel Lloyd, of course, Aja Wilson, of course, she's the MVP over there. She's the one that the catalyst there. Chelsea Gray, who looks vastly different than she did a year ago coming into training camp and in the preseason. Looking like the old Chelsea Gray. Also, Jackie Young. I think this is a big season for Jackie Young, especially when you lose the likes of a Kelsey Plum. I understand. I get it. Jewel Lloyd is there now, but I think this is a big season for Jackie Young over there. And then Kia Stokes will be your fifth star. Coming off the bench will be Dana Evans. There'll be Cheyenne Parker-Titus. Also, Kirsten Bell, she's still on the roster, guys. A lot of people were clamoring for Deja Kelly to stick and for Kirsten Bell to be cut. But Kirsten Bell has a guaranteed contract, so you can't cut her as easy as you would think. So there's that. And then Tiffany Mitchell as well. So that's your Vegas story. Looking at the Los Angeles Sparks, coached by Lynn Roberts, a California native, her first season there. So there you go. They were able to get Kelsey Plum by a trade, in the trade that brought Jewel Lloyd to the Aces. The Sparks were involved and were able to get Kelsey Plum in the process. So good for them. And also free agent Mercedes Russell, who's coming over from Phoenix. Your rookies, Sarah Ashley Barker, looks like she'll be making the roster, guys. Saniya Fagan, so far so good. I haven't heard anything about her being cut, so we'll see what happens there. Your starting lineup for them will be Kelsey Plum, Rekia Jackson, who I expect to take a big leap in her second season in the league. De'Erica Hamby, who's been so steady for them. Ray Burrell, she's making the starting lineup. I'm excited to see what we get from Ray Burrell. She's finally getting her shot. And then Cameron Brink, who actually, she's not going to be there at the start of the season. Early word is saying that she could be ready by June, somewhere in June. So we'll see what happens. Of course, they're going to be very cautious with Cameron, and rightfully so. That's your future piece over there. So in the interim, you'll probably start Azaree Stevens in her place until Cameron Brink is ready. The reserves, it will be Steven once Brink comes back, Odyssey Sims, Mercedes Russell, and Ari McDonald. coming off your bench for the Sparks. Let us move on. The Minnesota Lynx, guys. Their only key addition was Grace Berger, who was waived. Now, in terms of her making the roster, we'll see. We'll see what happens there. But yours. And as far as rookies, they don't have any rookies to speak of, guys, as far as that goes. They got training camp players, but, you know, that's a bit touch and go. Your starting lineup will be the same as we saw last season. Nafisha Collier, Queen Fee, of course. Your dynamite player, Courtney Williams, the floor general over there. Alana Smith, who did a great job for them last season. Kayla McBride, your all-star. Also, Bridget Carlton as well. Coming off the bench, Natisha Heidelman, she's back. Dorka Juhas, she's there as well. Alisa Peely, also, guys. Carly Samuelson. And also Diamond Miller. Diamond Miller, who's had an injury-plagued career thus far, but so far in preseason, she looks good. Looks like she's back to her own form. So we'll see what happens. Diamond Miller brings a different dynamic to that team, so especially coming off the bench. So I would definitely be watching her closely in that regard. But that is your bench, folks, for Cheryl Reeves and her Minnesota Lynx, who, oh, by the way, made it to the finals last year against the Liberty and lost in 5 games. So what they're to bring in the coming season, we'll see what happens. Speaking of the New York Liberty, their key additions, Natasha Cloud, they got via trade, guys. This is something that they needed, guys. I was screaming for them to make a move here, especially when you saw Courtney Vandersloot go back to Chicago. They had to do something here. My mindset was Brittany Sykes, but the fact that Natasha Cloud was available and you're able to get her is a huge get for the Liberty. You needed a guard there, a point guard, one that's can defend as well. And Natasha Cloud is all that in a bag of chips when it comes to that. And then also Isabel Harrison, who you're able to get from the Chicago Sky via free agency, who, oh, by the way, her and Natasha Cloud is a coupled up there, but that's a story for another day. So there you go. Anyway, so there's that. As far as rookies, they haven't. The only one that they had that they took in the third round is going to stay overseas, so you need worry about that. That's a draft and stash, which I told you about when I talked about the draft, guys. So there you go. And then also, guys, remember, Banaji Laney Hamilton, she's going to be out 5 to 6 months, guys, with that knee that she injured in the Unrivaled League. So much so, the franchise was able to get her contract voided. So this gives the Liberty some maneuvering room if they had to maneuver and bring somebody in. So there's that. Your starting lineup will be Natasha Cloud. Of course, Stewie. Stewie's come back via free agency, signing a one-year deal. Sabrina Ionescu, she's your franchise player, guys. Jonquel Jones, your finals MVP last year for the New York Liberty. And Leonie Fiebisch, I was just looking up and researching, and because she hasn't played in the preseason, guys, but word has it that she'll be coming back to the States. She's currently playing in the EuroLeague. She's coming back to the States, guys, and she's supposed to be back during this week, just in time for their game Saturday, a game that I will be at. I'll talk about that later, but Leonie Fiebisch is on her way back. which is a good thing for the Liberty because they need her. And then your reserves will be Isabel Harrison, Rebecca Gardner, who, guys, you're going to need her now that you don't have a Banaji Laney Hamilton. You're definitely going to need the likes of her. Marie Yohannes, she's back, guys, from France, because remember, she went over for the Olympics and she pretty much stayed over there. Now she's back. So you have her back in the mix. Kennedy Burke as well, guys. Also, Jacqueline Sherrod, Marquisha Davis as well. I'll be interested to see the progress that Marquisha made in the offseason, guys, because she's a young piece for you that you need to incorporate into the mix. So there's that. So that is the New York Liberty, guys. Of course, coached by Sandy Brondello, who coached them to their first ever championship. The Phoenix Suns. Now, this is another team that had an absolute overhaul, guys, thanks to Brittany Griner going to Atlanta, Diana Taurasi finally hanging them up and retiring, guys. So a totally different team now. You brought in additions like Alyssa Thomas via trade. Also, it was like a 10-team trade, guys, where you got Alyssa Thomas and Satu Sabali coming from the Dallas Wings. So two major gets right there, guys. Also in that trade was Delonte Brown coming from the Dallas Wings. And then also from Dallas, Sevgi Uzan. You brought her in as well. Your rookies, it looks like Catherine Westbelt, she's still hanging on for dear life on that roster. We'll see if there's any cuts before the Thursday deadline. Your starting lineup there for Nate Tibbetts, Phoenix Mercury. You have Alyssa Thomas, Satu Sabali there. Of course, the engine, that is Alyssa Thomas. Someone who will definitely have the ball in her hand, setting folks up. And then Satu Sabali, absolute incredible talent there. Kalia Copper, you still have in the fold there. Natasha Mack, I believe, will start as well. And then so far, Monique, Alyssa Malkani, looks like that's... she'll be playing the guard position there. Your reserves, Kalani Brown, of course, Uzan as well, Sammy Whitcomb, also Celeste Taylor. I got to get a glimpse of them as well, playing in the preseason as well. So we'll see what happens with Phoenix Mercury. Two more teams, guys, then we're done. Noel Quinn and her Seattle Storm, guys. I say this season, guys, is a make or break for Noel Quinn. I think her team has to make the postseason. So we'll see what happens there. Key additions for them, Alicia Clark coming back to Seattle. That's where she was first drafted. So she comes back as a free agent. Erica Wheeler, who did a fine job in Indiana, especially bringing Caitlin in and being kind of that veteran presence for her. So she comes over to Seattle. Also, Lee Uriu, and she comes via trade. She's coming actually from the Los Angeles Sparks. So she's a big coming in there. And then Lexi Brown, they got via trade as well. Their rookies, Dominique Malanga, the French player who they're calling the WNBA version of Wembanyama. She comes in full of promise, guys, just 19 years old. And then Serena Sundell, their other rookie. So we'll see what happens with her. Right now, Katie Lou Samuelson, who they brought in, she's out with an ACL, guys. So that's one player down that you don't have. Also, Jordan Horston, I believe she's out as well with an injury also. So you're kind of chomping at the bit as far as players go. So we'll see what happens. Your starters, more likely than not, Alicia Clark will be a starter there, as well as Nneka Nwumike, of course, Skylar Diggins, who has cut the Smith from her name, so she's just Skylar Diggins this go-around, guys. Gabby Williams, she'll be a starter as well. And then Ezzy McGregor also. And then, guys, good news for them. Gabby Williams will not be going over to play in the EuroLeague, so she'll be here full-time. And also McGregor, the same deal with her. And so that's a good thing for Noel Quinn. Your reserves, Lexi Brown will be one of them. Erica Wheeler, Urieri, she will be as well. Zaya Cook, from what I heard, she made the roster, so good for her. And then that's your reserves in that regard. And then finally, the Washington Mystics, coached by first-year coach Sidney Johnson. As far as key adds, they didn't really have any to speak of. It was mainly their rookies, guys. Sonia Cintron, who they got with the third pick, and then they came back later with the fourth pick and got Kiki Arafin. And then a few picks later, they get a Georgia Amore. Unfortunately, Georgia Amore tears her ACL in training camp. So you probably won't see her for this season. And then also Aaliyah Edwards, she's out with a back injury that's going to keep her out for 2 weeks. So definitely going to monitor that. As far as your starters go, and then also Shakira Austin, gotta watch for her. She has the right leg injury, so we'll see what happens there. But your starters will be Austin when she comes back, Aaliyah Edwards when she comes back, also Brittany Sykes, who had a fine showing in the Unrivaled League, as well as Stephanie Dolson and Jade Melbourne. So in the interim, you'll probably get a player like Emily Exler coming in to start. Also, and you could get a Kiki Arafin or Sonia Cintron starting, one of them in the starting lineup until both Austin and Edwards gets back. Also, your reserve, Suge Sutton, and also Khadija Kave off your bench for the Washington Mystics. All right, guys, so that's your teams thus far. Now, let's talk about some key matchups. Then we'll talk about order of finish, and then I'll talk about postseason. On opening weekend, starting May 16th, you'll have the Dallas Wings hosting the Minnesota Lynx. That will be Paige Becker's first WNBA debut, her debut game, where she'll be at home facing the Western Conference champs, if you will, the Minnesota Lynx. So immediately, right out the gate, Paige Becker's gets tested by playing the best team in that conference. And then later on that evening, you have the Los Angeles Sparks going to the Golden State Valkyrie. The Valkyrie, this is their first regular season game as a franchise. So there's a lot of excitement, a lot of buzz going on there in Golden State for this team. So we'll see what happens there. But they make their debut that evening. And then the following day, the 17th, Las Vegas Aces comes to Brooklyn to face the New York Liberty in a 1 o'clock game, a game I will be at, guys. The Liberty will get their rings that day, and they'll raise the championship banner as well. So I look forward to it, guys. I'll have footage and all the things in that regard. So that should be a great night. And then later on in that afternoon, I believe, Chicago goes to Indiana. So, of course, this will be the first of many Angel Reese versus Caitlin Clark games. So, and you know, Indiana going to be all over the TV all season long, thanks to the phenomenon that is Caitlin Clark. So, this will be the first of many games for the Indiana Fever. And then on May 25th, the Las Vegas Aces, they head to Seattle to face the Storm. This will be Jewel Lloyd's going back home game. She spent 10 years there, guys. Two championships, a rookie of the year, six-time All-Star. Jewel Lloyd goes back to Seattle. And then two nights later, on the 27th, in a game I will actually be at, guys, the Golden State Valkyrie will come to Brooklyn to face the New York Liberty. There, Kayla Thornton, she comes back to the Liberty. She only spent two seasons here, helped them get the championship last season. So she'll come back, she'll get her ring in that ceremony there. And then on the 30th, the New York Liberty goes to Washington to face the Mystics. And that'll be Natasha Cloud going back to the district where she spent eight seasons and had one championship. I understand, I get it, she spent a year with Phoenix, but somehow Washington seeing Natasha Cloud in a Liberty jersey will kind of hit home for them a little bit there. So, but Natasha Cloud goes back to DC. And then later that day, the Los Angeles Sparks goes to the Las Vegas Aces, where Kelsey Plum will return to Sin City, guys, where she was first drafted, spent 7 years there, two championships. So it'll be very interesting to see the welcome she gets going back there, facing her old team, guys. And then on June 6th, Atlanta goes to Connecticut to face the Sun, where Breonna Jones will go back to Mohegan Sun, where she spent 8 years, won a Most Improved Player Award, as well as the Sixth Woman of the Year, and multiple All-Star appearances for Breonna Jones. And then on June 10th, the Chicago Sky comes to the New York Liberty, where Courtney Vandersloot, she returns to Brooklyn, and she'll get her ring that day, I'm sure. She spent two seasons there and was definitely a catalyst for them getting the championship. So Slootie returns to Brooklyn. On June 18th, the Phoenix Mercury go to the Connecticut Sun, where Alyssa Thomas, she heads back to where it all started for her. 11 seasons she spent there, five All-Star games, six Defensive Player of the Year. Six All-Defensive Player. That's what Alyssa Thomas was for the Connecticut Sun. So she goes back to Connecticut on June 18th. On July 3rd, Phoenix, they go to Dallas, guys, where Satu Sabally, she heads back to Big D, where she spent five seasons, where she won a Most Improved Player and was put in the All-Star game twice. So Satu Sabally heads back to the Big D. Then on July 8th, Chicago goes to the Washington Mystics. And Ariel Atkins, she'll make her return to the district where she spent 7 seasons, 5 all defensive teams, and a couple of all-star appearances, 1 championship for Ariel Atkins. July 15th, the Indiana Fever heads to the Connecticut Sun, where Dawana Bono, she returns to Connecticut, where she spent 5 seasons, 3 all-star appearances while she was there. And then the final one, Atlanta going to Phoenix, and Brittany Griner returns to the Valley of the Sun, where she spent 11 seasons there, guys. 9 all-star appearances, 1 championship, 2 times of defensive player of the year. So you know they'll have a very warm welcome for Brittany Griner when she heads back to Phoenix. So there you go. All right, guys. So that is that. Now, as far as order of finish, let's do that. In the East, here's how I'm seeing it, guys. I think the New York Liberty, I think they're the cream of the crop as far as the East goes. You still have Stewie there. You still have Jonquel Jones. You still have Sabrina Ionescu. I think bringing in a Natasha Cloud is a great get for them, guys. So you get a younger two-way playing point guard, floor general. So I think that'll go a long way for them in that regard. You also bring back a Maureen Yohannes, so that's a big gift for them. Isabel Harrison, I think she'll be a nice fit for them also. I want to see the maturation of a Jacqueline Sherrod and a Marquisha Davis, see how they fit into the whole scheme of things. But yeah, I don't see too much of a slippage for the New York Liberty, so I'm picking them number one. Number two, probably nipping at their heels, will be the Indiana Fever. I understand. I get it. You know, everybody wants to possibly put them ahead of the Liberty right now. I'm not prepared to do that, guys. So they will be improved. Make no mistake about that. But I don't see them jumping to the top of that East thus far. I don't see that. So I'm picking them second, guys. Third, Atlanta. I think Atlanta got something cooking there. I like the coach there. And also, guys, I like the pieces that they brought in, the Brittany Griner and the Brianna Jones. 2 inside presence that can finish around the rim. They definitely need that. Somebody who can take the pressure off of Alyssa Gray, off of Ryan Howard. I think you did that in bringing them in. So I'm expecting some nice things to happen down there in Atlanta. And then the fourth team, I think it's going to be Chicago Sky, guys. I think Chicago will be that fourth team there. Again, Tyler Marsh, I'm expecting him to turn that program around. The fact that he has that championship backcourt, I expect improvements from Angel Reese. I expect improvements from Camilla Cardozo. And, yeah, I think this team will be vastly improved and will squeeze in and get that last playoff spot in the East. Fifth, I think it'll be the Connecticut Sun. I think you still have a veteran presence like Tina Charles there who can go and get hers and be a help to some of these young players over there. But, I think Connecticut, you still have a Marina Marbury, somebody who's very competitive, so you have that. And I see some players that will be vastly improved for them this season, so I'm looking at Connecticut Sun fifth. And then last, Washington. Somebody has to be last in that conference, so I think it'll be Washington. You're already starting out with injury concerns for them, so that could be the case all season long. So we'll see. All right, and in the West, I think Las Vegas Aces, I understand. I know what Minnesota did last year. They didn't really add much, but they will get some healthy pieces there as far as Diamond Miller, and hopefully they'll get to incorporate Alyssa Peely into the mix as well. But I just think the Aces, I think they're going to play with a chip on their shoulder, especially after what happened to them last season. And then remember, you got to remember this too, that Chelsea Gray, for that first half of the season, she wasn't completely healthy. First of all, you didn't get her until about a month into the season anyhow. So with that, you know, that knocked them down a peg or two. So she's healthy. Plus, you're bringing in a Jewel Lloyd to kind of offset what you lost in Kelsey Plum, which I think that's a wash as far as that goes. So I expect them to be on top of this West. Then followed by Minnesota. Then third, I think Seattle Storm. I think they'll be the third place team in that division there. Again, I think it's a big season for Noel Quinn. How she finishes will go a long way for her. And then fourth, I've been wrestling between the three teams, the Los Angeles Sparks, the Dallas Wings, and the Phoenix Mercury. I think I'm going Phoenix Mercury, guys. I think I'm going to go with them for, I think, the addition of Alyssa Thomas and Tatu Sabali. I think those are huge gets for them. The point guard position kind of worries me a little bit, but, you know, Alyssa Thomas, she can pass the rock with anyone. So, yeah, I think I'm going to go Phoenix. And then followed by the Sparks. I think the Sparks could knock on the door this season. I think they can knock on the door. You did bring in Kelsey Plum, who's a difference maker there. So I would be stunned if they end up as the fourth seed. But I think I'm going to go, like I said, Phoenix 4, Sparks 5, and then Dallas 6. I understand. I get it. Paige Beckers is there, and you brought in Carrington and all the other pieces there. But I don't know. I think something's still lacking there. And then the last place team will be the Golden State Valkyrie. Now, as far as postseason goes, I think it'll be let's go this way. Most improved player, I think it'd be a number of people there. J.C. Sheldon, I like what I've seen of her in preseason. Tommy Finbenley for the Valkyrie. I think what she does in a full-time role, I think she's one of those players who can make a difference in that regard. And Olivia Nelson-Adodo, I think this is her shot here with no Breonna Jones in sight, nor a Dawana Bonner or Alyssa Thomas. I think she has an opportunity to put up numbers here. And kind of a dark horse is Camila Cardoso. But I give her an outside shot before these three. So there's that. Sixth player of the year, I think it'll be Letitia Ama here. I like what I've seen of her. Unless she ends up cracking that starting lineup. If she's coming off the bench, I like her coming off the bench for them. Maureen Johannes, I think her coming back over after spending a year in France, she's just a lightning spark coming off the bench for the Liberty. So I think she'll be in the running. And Maddie Segrist, I think she continues what she was supposed to do last season, but coming off the bench to do it, I think she could be in the mix for sixth player of the year. Defensive player of the year, you can always pencil in the Nafisha Collier. You can also put in there Aja Wilson. I think Angel Reese can sneak into the discussion for player of the year. I think she could do that. If I'm judging it off of a glimpse I've seen of her in Unrivaled, people say, oh, it's easier to play defense in 3-on-3 than it is 5-on-5. Really? I don't know if I say that, but I think she could be in the running in that regard. Rookies of the year, Paige Beckers, I think, will be the leader in the clubhouse. Anisha Morrow, I think, is somebody who will have ample opportunity to perform and shine. And depending on how Seattle uses her, I think Dominique Malongo, if she gets a good amount of playing time, I think she could be one of those players who make a difference on both ends of the court. So I'm plugging those three there. Coach of the Year, I think it's Stephanie White's award to lose. I think Indiana will be vastly improved, and a lot of credit will go to Stephanie White. I think it's her award to lose, to be honest with you. I can pretty much pencil her in. I think that's how well the Fever are going to be this season. Carl Shmetsko, I think he could be in the running. I think, like I said, if Atlanta finishes the way I think they finish, I think he could be in the running. And I was saying Lynn Roberts for the LA Sparks, but I'll still say her, because I think, again, I think her team will be in the running for that last spot in the West. So I think she could be in the mix as well. As far as MVP, Aja Wilson, you can always make a case for her. Nafisha Collier as well. I think Caitlin Clark comes into the conversation because more likely than not, between Stewie and Sabrina, one may cancel out the other. But I think Caitlin could be in the mix for this in that regard. If I had to pick a outside person to be in this mix, I'll say Kelsey Plum. Kelsey Plum. If she's able to make that difference over there for the Sparks, I think she can be in the running. But I think it could be those three there. And then, like I said, the two Liberty players knock each other out of the mix. So there's that. All right, guys. So that is it for that. I was supposed to cover some other stuff. Gosh, and I need to get to it. I don't want to have it hanging over. I'll just wait. I'll just wait with the Dream On stuff. But I did want to say kudos to Michael Jordan. He was added as a special contributor for the NBC coverage of the NBA for the following season. In what capacity? Don't know yet. That's still up for grabs. So we'll see what happens in that regard. But Michael Jordan doing, I don't know if he's going to be, maybe he's in studio analysts. We'll see. But it hasn't really been defined yet. So I reserve judgment until we find out for sure. Because I was listening to Odd Couple. They were talking about it in what capacity. We don't know yet. Well, all we know is he's a special contributor. What that amounts to, it'll be clearer in the days to come. So there you go. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. As always, all things basketball with GD.com is the website. There you find the clips, the episodes. Also, YouTube, I'm there. Also, guys, all the podcast platforms, I'm there. Also, my donate buttons on the website, Spotify, PayPal, Buy Me a Coffee. In the scroll is my Cash App. Also, guys, on socials, Instagram, TikTok, Blue Sky, some Facebook. That's about it. All right. Thank you guys for listening as always. And we'll talk soon. Take care.